マインドフルダルマトーク by リョーキュエンド。 So many people are trapped into the consciousness. We human beings are often thinking that human being is much more improved existence compared to animals because we are developed, our consciousness are developed much more than animals compared to them. But this consciousness has big limitation. It's always trapped into the duality, which is self and others, or body and heart, or body, heart and matters, right and left. All these duality that is the only thing that our conscious can recognize, which we can never recognize a non-duality world by our consciousness. What is the problem of the consciousness? Is that as long as we are trapped into the duality, we can never leave the poor heart, such as to calculate merit and demerit, and never be able to leave self point of view, and thus expand the recognition from all other beings' point of view. And what is the problem of this that our happiness are very much limited. What happiness we usually think is happiness is not so present. For example, we think we will be happy if we eat or when we eat something very gorgeous, great meal. Or we think we'll be happy when we win the lottery and get a lot of money. Or some think he or she will be happy if you get a girlfriend or boyfriend or get married or promotion in a company, whatever. We think that is happiness. But this kind of duality happiness is based on the opposite situation, which means that feel happy about eating is only based on the hunger or hungry and starving. When somebody was in starvation and eats food, they feel happy, of course. But if someone a fool already doesn't feel happy to eat more, after the promotion, you get used to the situation and you don't feel happy anymore. Whatever the situation make human being happy is based on that opposite situation. The hunger, lonely, poor. Based on those negative situation, people can feel happy. When the situation turned over, this doesn't call the real meaning of happiness. There is true happiness beyond the duality. And where this come from? Actually, I am not denying, rejecting to enjoy those duality happiness. It is good for the life, in the life. But it is pity if one will not discover the true reality, true happiness, or true joy beyond the duality. One example of the non-duality joy is from the one of the body sensation of enlightenment. There's four kinds of the body sensation of enlightenment, and one of it is called the majestic power enlightenment. This springs out from the source of the existence. And when this enlightenment starts to spring out, you start to feel each one of the cells of your body start vibrating comfortably. And this is because of the encountering of the internal Buddha, internal Great Spirit of the Universe, and external Buddha, the Great Spirit of the Universe. When majestic power, enlightenment of the internal Great Spirit springs out within, it springs out from the source of your existence. And when this each one of the cells start vibrating, finally you'll understand or you'll recognize that this vibration are the echo of all each single the atom of the universe are reflecting each other, are vibrating each other. It's not only inside of your body, it's not only each cell of your body, it's from the all atoms and all inside of all and outside of all are vibrating each other. And this is so comfortable. and sometimes this majestic power, wisdom, brings you the infinite joy. That's about another time. Thank you.